Welcome to Steel Nas, presented by HedgeBetter. Today is Wednesday, September 11th. Shout out to, you know, tough day out there.
Never forget, 23 years ago.
Wednesday, episode 169.
Wow.
Pretty solid.
Anton wanted this one.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
69 plus 100.
Also, tomorrow, I got to bring it up right away, will be the 5-year anniversary of the Steel Nas podcast.
Round of applause.
Five times.
That's pretty impressive.
I think it is. You know, from, you know, going up and down, trying to like get guests as much as we can to kind of where we are right now. We're just having fun with it. It's been a great run.
Hell of a run.
And,
let's keep going.
In fact, we're still here doing it.
We ain't going nowhere.
Want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Law Office, Patrick J. Foley. Pat came in here last week. I've been getting a lot of dirty looks about the Jets Cowboys Super Bowl take. The Jets getting taken down by the Niners the other night, Monday Night Football. Yeah, that was Pat's pick. That is a tough one. The Jets Cowboys, if they make the Super Bowl together in my lifetime, come on.
I think it's still possible.
His Jets pick lasted longer than last year. Yeah. It's all about progress here.
Yeah.
By like 2050, they might make the Super Bowl.
but together, I don't know.
I think it could happen. I'm not sold that it's in the dirt already, because I know
it's not a fact.
He's about to say the Patriots have hope right now, and I just want to say, like, week one is for fucking bums.
No,
right?
They are. Yeah, absolutely.
Week one's for idiots.
The Cowboys are actually good. The Jets, shaky. Rodgers first came back. Like, it's bad.
Who'd the Jets play, though?
The Niners play the best team.
Come on.
In Ninerville, too. They played.
No, that's why I'm saying you just studied, like, last year was literally over. When we did this the next week. Like,
if Rodgers went down, I'd be right there with you agreeing, but give him a fucking chance.
Yeah, he's still there.
Give him a logo. Okay. We're also still in the sponsors, by the way. So I want to give a big shout out to Slide Edge Fitness and Performance, 101 French Avenue. Craig Kelly, you know, it's September now, getting towards the winter. Working off that beach, you know. Bod probably got put it back on. Let's take it off this winter. Let's get it going.
Just get in skiing and snowboarding shape, maybe.
Yeah,
something. A little slight edge on the mountains.
Honestly, just trying to get a slight edge on the competition. I think that's the bottom line.
That's it.
We're gonna use
it in my softball championship.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
Not good.
Yeah, and mine didn't go either. So we're
thoughts and prayers.
We're on here a couple L's.
Yeah, we're not gonna shout out the people who beat us, but
yeah, no, absolutely not.
Fuck
them. You know, we'll talk about the Pats in a second. We got week two NFL picks, the week it was for week one NFL football, a lot of electricity going around. College football wrap up. My guy Steele here will take that one away. I do have five questions presented by, you know, the all offices of Pat J. Foley, going to be completely unrelated to, you know, sports for the most part. I got to get them up here. And then UFC 306 preview. Can Sean O'Malley get it done once again against Marab?
We'll see.
But we'll dive into it right away. A 16-10 upset win in Cincinnati week one. Steele, give me the floor thoughts.
Stunning. I didn't think there was a fucking chance. I'm not going to lie. I absolutely thought the Bengals would win. I think it was a stellar performance by our defense, whether it's just the entire defense as it was, and then individual plays, just unbelievable. I mean, Duggar took two touchdowns away of back-to-back plays. Like, the Bengals, like, Joe Burrow threw back-to-back touchdowns.
And they both caught.
Which led to 0 points in the Patriots having the football. like, it was unbelievable. It played great. I mean, that was what the team was supposed to be last year. Defense, no turnovers. Like, he didn't have a quarterback that puked on himself for three plays, threw like a pick six and blew it. I mean, Brissett was awesome for what we want Jacoby Brissett to be.
Awesome's a big word.
No, for what we want him to be, which is mediocre. He was awesome at being mediocre. Every time he had nothing, he ran. He got a few yards. He didn't throw it away. He didn't throw the worst pick I've ever seen.
No, I totally agree.
The football.
He almost did.
Almost. That's fine.
Almost.
Matt Jones did.
My initial butt is obviously you got way better quarterback play than you did last year in, you know, game one here. Second of all, there was clearly a team on Sunday that didn't want to be there with, you know, contract negotiations and things like that. And a team that clearly had nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing. Defense came out like a bat out of hell, led by Jabril Peppers, Keon White taking the spot of Matthew Judon. Corners played all well. They, you know, it came down to the end where I'm like, okay, they're up by enough where, you know, I think it was 9 points in set with 7 minutes left. Like, I think they can lock it down. They get a couple first downs. Because at one point in the second half, you're like, they're not going to score another touchdown. We're just hoping they get enough first downs where they can kill the clock.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
And we weren't sure about the line for Madre. He was amazing.
Madre was amazing.
And I mean, he got hit like at the line or in the backfield a lot of those plays and just trucked through that guy and got on to the next one.
Well, I think the stat was the out of 125 of his total rushing yards, 119 were after contact.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So that means he's literally getting hit right off the line.
And he's fucking through it. That's unbelievable.
It's the fact of him staying healthy. I don't know if they're too deep in the running back position. But overall, great week one.
And obviously, you cannot stay healthy doing that. Yeah. If you have 119 out of 125 yards are after contact, like you can't do that. Yeah, you can't do that.
I mean, number one thing you look at too, they win the turnover battle 3-0. If you win the turnover battle against any team 3-0, you should win the game. I get to the Patriots. I bet they're not supposed to be a good team this year, but you win the turnover battle 3-0, you should win the game.
Yeah, they look good. There's had a lot of pressure. The defense looked great. Gonzalez looked great.
Yeah. And Brissett looked like he did fine. It should have been an interception. Hunter Henry made a hell of a play when he threw off his back foot there to the right side. That's what you're expecting out of him. Not too much.
Yeah.
Just mistake-free football. That's what we saw last year from Mac Jones. We saw mistake after mistake after mistake. If you can just limit the turnovers, in your position, they're going to give him a shot if the defense, keeps him in the game.
Nothing's there. Yeah. He tucked it, gained like 5 yards. Mm-hmm. That's the move. Mm-hmm. That's what should be done. Don't force it. You're not chucking it up to like the other side. Like you're getting rushed. Have Jamar Chase do something. You don't have that guy. So just fucking hold on to it and don't blow it.
Maybe that's all the Pats needed was an old veteran. Just like an awesome, mediocre guy. Like, he is never going to be good.
No.
But if he does this, he at least gives you a shot.
There were a lot of games last year, Mac Jones or Zappi, whoever, don't make, like, the worst decision fucking of the game. Yeah. Like, that was the difference maker of the game.
This guy might have that. Like, he might realize his role and never try and do too much and just be like,
don't blow it.
I'm just going to be supremely mediocre. Yeah.
All that being said, the leading receiver had 31 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's.
And we won.
He's garbage. He's garbage. We know that. Yeah, but it worked.
It worked.
So you have no choice but to praise him.
We
want to know
when we beat a preseason Super Bowl contender.
Like, cannot do anything but praise this guy right now.
They haven't won an opening game since Cam Newton. So it's been, three plus years. They made the Cincinnati offense have to be one-dimensional. They, stopped Zach Moss pretty well. I thought that was going to be a big thing. Just looking on the Cincinnati side of it, too, like them losing Joe Mixon in the offseason, like it's going to really change this team because if they're just a one-dimensional team, I don't care who you have playing quarterback, it's going to be tough to, score some points. And how about they get a Gesicki fucking getting all celebrating like and then they turn it back to the gritty and everything? I don't know, kind of an L7, right?
Well, the play after was even worse. That guy was waltzing into the end zone.
I went back and looked at it. I don't think he was waltzing. I think they just made a hell of a play.
No, it was a hell of a play, whatever you think.
Yeah, he was jogging in the end zone, though.
Regardless of if you think that, it was a hell of a play.
That's fair.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. My boy Joey Sly is pretty fly for a white guy.
I didn't like the Bengals' move to not go for it on fourth in the late fourth.
Oh, yeah, pussies.
When they punted it?
Big time.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, worst thing to happen, you're in the middle of the field.
As a guy who's rooting for, like, an untimely, like, Patriots loss, I was rooting against them.
Yeah?
No offense.
Some taken. But, like, even the special teams, you had Cardona, the long snapper, form tackle football, fucking helmet to football. Make the punt returner fumble. You recovered it. You got points out of that. I think they had 6 or 9 points off turnovers. But that's going to be at the end of the day. Who can they're not going to win the game every time they win the turnover battle. Don't get me wrong. And I just said, like, if you win 3-0, you should win the game. But I don't think this team is on talent alone of, at least offensively, to be like, okay, we won the turnover battle. We should win the game. But that's definitely going to help you down the long run.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you need that with this team. I mean, you need every turnover. Every – every time you stop the opponent from scoring is huge for this team, because Tom Brady would get it back. You know what I mean? Like, this is like, anytime you stop them from scoring is massive for this team.
And I didn't know that, like, so on short yard situations, Jacoby Brissett would just sprint for the first down.
And that's what I'm saying.
My words, I mean, Jerod Mayo's words, not mine, said that Jacoby Brissett is the slowest black quarterback to ever play the game of football. I thought that was pretty funny. But
yeah,
it's a tough shot.
And it's one thing, like,
tough shot at your QB.
He only had like 100 whatever yards. Like, 9 different people caught the ball, though. He did do a good job of spreading it out.
Yeah. To a point. I mean,
you know, like,
they throw in different Naz sets, double disgusted. Tight end sets.
Naz does not seem mediocre.
No, I'm expecting big time, you know, going downhill from here. It was a great week one win, but let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
I'm really happy with that.
I'm
happy your pants aren't in a bunch.
Well, we have to understand, if this team ever falls behind, are they going to come back? Do they have the offense to come back and win? Absolutely not.
No.
But we have to be happy with what we can get. 1-0. And this is 1-0.
You see that? You see that right there? That's 1-0.
On the road to Cincinnati.
Tied for first.
Saying, tough FCs. Environment. What a lose. Like, I said this last week. Just a bunch of loser franchises. Yeah. Selling TVs. Joe Burrow better be asked to sell pretty soon if they don't get things done over there.
I still have faith in him.
Oh, yeah. The season's not over if you're Bengals.
They said they've won. Like,
they're 100% going to end the season better than us.
No, absolutely. Yeah, so they said they've 100%. Never won a season opener with Joe Burrow, which is
they've been doing crazy. Super Bowl.
They
got to
figure that TV selling thing out, though. Like, that's
You're supposed to be billionaires. And, you know, the week it was, though, that was crazy. Like, even watching NFL Countdown and the whole Tyreek Hill thing getting detained. And what'd you think of that?
I thought when I first saw it on Twitter, I didn't really stop and stare too long, but I thought he got hit by a police officer, like by a car, like accidentally.
Oh, yeah.
What did he get arrested for?
Basically, he... So...
It's like not answering.
Yeah, not responding well to the cop.
Like on the way to the game?
Yeah. He was going 60 in the... Whatever it is, the security zone, and they pulled him over. He put his window down after they hit his 100,000 car, like this... Put it up a little bit. Was a little bit uncooperative, but, you know, just saying that the police was a little bit more aggressive than they probably should have been. Then they realized it was the guy. And then they had Calais Campbell, who's like next to him, who's like a 6'7" giant. They're like, yeah, we're going to fuck you up too. And not good PR
saying
for them.
That to the police?
No. The police saying that to him, being like, get down. Oh. Like, so the Miami-Dade Police Department, not a good rep for them. I won't comment too much further. I don't want to get myself in trouble. But he ended up going, he had 7 catches for 130 yards, game-winning touchdown.
I like the little celebration.
Celebration was great.
One of the better ones since like a T.O. kind of touchdown.
Yeah, something like that.
That was great.
Chad Johnson back in the day.
Then my boy Sam Darnold.
Did he get fined?
I'm sure he did. Sam Darnold, my comeback player of the year, 28-6 over the worst team in the league, 2 touchdown passes. Good win by the Vikings. That's just another one there. Baker, if the season were to end today, Baker Mayfield would be MVP.
The only thing.
But
Baker crushed
it. Big time. 4 touchdowns.
The only thing I'll disagree with you on is you just said the Giants were the worst team in the league.
Yeah, it will be a hell of a game.
They are by far the second worst team in the league. The Panthers are the shittiest team in the NFL. Not close.
That reminded me of the game we went to last year when the Saints played the Pats and the Saints just did it. The Patriots couldn't do anything right, and the Saints did everything right.
You are in for a long season, Carolina.
Long season.
Baltimore Chiefs game was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, a great game.
Me and Steele took home the first Thursday night of the year.
Yeah. By a toe.
By a toe.
By a toe.
I actually had them. I had them by spread, too, so made on some money there by a toe. That was great stuff.
How did you do in the rest of your gambles this week?
I did well. I went.
I know you definitely bet the Bengals.
No, I did not. I bet the so FanDuel had like this free $100 thing, like $100, and you could profit whatever the money line was. So I was like, all right, if the Patriots somehow win, it's going to be +700 instead of +350. So it was $10 to win 70. So I cashed out with that.
Yeah.
I nailed the Vikings. I nailed the Bucks. I nailed the Lions. And then, I had a pretty good week. I was able to withdraw money from my FanDuel account because I was up so much.
Nice.
Humble brag. Nice. I mean, I'm going to say that now because no one's good at gambling and you don't really get to say that a lot. So yeah. It's good.
But
good
that's huge on week one, dude. That's like the toughest week.
Naz was riding high.
Riding a little high.
Like week one is like when people crumble and fucking like, well done.
How'd Gardner do? I know that game was kind of tight, right?
He did pretty well.
Raiders, they lost. Yeah, they lost by 12, but he had a touchdown. He played fine.
Almost had 300 yards. He was close.
That team's not going to playoff team. That's the thing. You get
so much. He should be here.
I know.
Gardner?
Yeah, he could get me to be a Pats fan again.
Oh,
he's about the only guy.
One of my favorite
things. Not even Baker could, but him.
Shout out the Falcons for spending all that money and losing to field goals.
That's awful.
Poverty franchise. Absolute just shitty franchise.
Wasn't Naz saying last week that they were going to be good?
Who?
You did.
Who did I say?
You said the Falcons. You said the Falcons were going to be good. Well,
they should. I mean, it's week one. Franchise. Week one's for suckers.
Poverty franchise.
He did look really bad. It looked like he was hurt. That's like even the worst thing. They bring in Penix. I think you said that last week. I think things could change. We'll see how it goes.
They'll be much better if they bring in Penix.
Also, Deshaun Watson, $240 million guaranteed, was awful against the Cowboys. They're already calling for his head. They're already saying Jameis Winston, who's a backup there, should get some reps.
Jaden Daniels did look good. The Commanders are awful. Like, that's a very bad team. He looked good in his debut, though.
It's like a... Not Lawrence, that's not a good example, but just like an early pick, you know.
Yeah.
Having a good year, but your team's going to be bad. Chicago, he was bad. Caleb Williams bad, and they still found a way to win.
They won.
Will Levis threw up on himself after.
One of the worst picks I've ever seen.
Yeah.
One of the worst picks I've ever seen.
Really bad.
He was falling away, and he tried to just like throw it to the sideline, and it was just like a walk-in pick six. it was... Like, he immediately just went down like this when he was like after he got sacked. Yeah. Like, it was... The announcers were like, oh no. Like, it was real bad.
Bo Nix had a tough debut. Seahawks look pretty good. That's who the Patriots are going to be playing this weekend at home. You know, we'll get started on the picks. 3.5-point spread. Seahawks at on the road playing at Gillette against the Patriots. Going to be different, you know, different team coming in. I think, you know, Cincinnati, they really weren't ready to play. This team's definitely going to be ready to play with a new coach. Geno Smith always looking to prove something. Kenneth Walker, who's been a really good running back. You have a good three wide receiver, you know, set with the kid from Ohio State. You have Metcalf and you have Lockett. What's his last name? Njoku or something?
Njoku?
No.
No, they don't have him.
Smith
and Jigba.
Yeah, Smith and Jigba. Sorry. Good defense last week made them turn over the ball. I get it was a rookie quarterback, but looked solid. I looked at a little recap today, and they looked pretty good. 3.5 points at home. What do you like?
3.5? I like us to cover.
You think it's a 3-point game to lose?
I think they have what looks like a good offense, but I think if we play the exact same game that can happen, it's a close game. I think the Bengals had a more explosive offense than they have.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Burrow, I mean, like, you have Ja'Marr Chase, you have the tight ends and all that. But Seahawks, you can only pass the ball to one player, one play, and they have three, I think. And then Jigba still has not clicked with them yet. He is still not locked into their, and he's a very good receiver. Big Ohio State guy.
You could tell me that the Patriots defense is better than the Seahawks offense, but... This is a team, if you try to make them one-dimensional, they could still beat you in the other way. What scares me is the Seahawks defense looked really good last week. Their defensive line looks good. Their corners are safeties. So I feel like if they get pressure, if they kind of, you know, limit the running game, which they did to the Broncos, they get the Broncos kind of in our area this year. That's where the records are supposed to be. Who knows what supposed to means. But I have the Seahawks winning by a touchdown. I think it's going to be 20-13 Seahawks.
Okay. I mean, that's still close.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
I got the Seahawks. No clue. By 20.
By 20.
I just keep going by 20.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
24-21 Seahawks.
24-21? That's a close one. At least it's fun.
Yeah, no, I think Geno Smith didn't blow it out of the water either. I mean, I think he only had fucking 50 more yards than Brissett.
Yeah, and then...
Like, I mean, Kenneth Walker's a beast, but... I believe in the Pats run defense very much so.
And then
that's one thing they just always had.
They play the Jets the next Thursday night football. Might have to do a live show at Alex's. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm down for that.
Why not us?
That sounds nice.
Why not us?
So consensus Seattle taking it in Gillette.
Yeah.
We're not letting week one get ahead of us. It was a great win.
I'd like to be surprised though. I love a good underdog story.
If the Patriots win this week, I will take them to beat the Jets. I think I'm on that boat where this is the week where if they win again, you're like, All right, we're getting there.
You're going to get really hurt by the Jets.
We're getting there.
I hope they win this week so the Jets can guard you.
I mean, come on. They're the loser Jets. I get where the loser Patriots right now, but pretty good history, man. Pretty good damn history.
This is exactly what I want. The Patriots to give you this false confidence that you start walking around a little different. Your head's screwed on straight right now, but if they do beat the Seahawks this week, you're going to be riding high. High.
Definitely high. Because I was enough
that you think they'll beat Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, definitely. I think they definitely could. I think they definitely could.
They could.
But do they need to see some more game film before making an ultimate decision of that game?
Yeah, that's.
And I think this defense is.
This week will be a good tell.
Seahawks defense is definitely better than the Bengals. They're getting more motivated to win, ball games. They're going to be coming across the country ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to go.
We'll see. Do you think Gillette's going to be buzzing Sunday? At least the first home game.
The fact that they won, yeah. I think it'll be buzzing a little bit.
Yeah, at least the first home game.
People are going to show.
Yeah, it won't be crazy. I don't think.
Oh, can we bring up too? I get the offensive line was a big question coming in, but Brissett got nailed a bunch of times. I was like, one more hit, and we might be seeing the kid.
Yeah,
could that happen this weekend? Playing a better defense.
How bad was he getting tossed around?
Like smoked.
He got hit. He got pretty good. It is the
NFL. You're going to get hit, but like.
How old is he?
He's 32.
Oh, that's it.
Like that. But yeah. He, at the end of the first half, he was like jogging. I don't know what he was doing, but he was jogging towards the left. Looked like he was trying to get positive yards, and he took a little dive. But before the dive, there was like a tiny bit of time where the DB could hit him, and the DB fucking smacked him. And I was like, oh, boy, he can't take another couple of those. Like, and he's a big dude. He is a big dude. Seems like a good guy. I hope the best for him.
No, seems like a nice guy.
Supremely mediocre.
I've been getting texts all weekend about me being negative on the Patriots.
Awesomely mediocre.
I want to put out there. I hope the Patriots go 17-0 and win the goddamn Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I know the reality of the situation. And if you don't know it by now, you better get out there.
Yeah. But if they win this week, you're going to change that.
To a point, I'm going to be like, okay, they have the preparation. They have the capability of beating teams they shouldn't. And that if that's two in a row, that's something.
Yeah.
One, that's a fluke.
I'll agree. Yeah. A lot of people who picked that under for the season are going to be shaking in their boots real fast.
Yeah, they probably absolutely. Already are. It moved up one. So going up to 4.5 to 5.5. So even the bookmakers weren't that keen on letting them go skyrocket.
Oh, yeah. That was a fact loss. That wasn't like one of the will they wins. Like the Bengals was like their 0-1.
They outplayed the shit out of the Bengals, which was great. You know what? That's what I like about Gerard Mayo too. He gets his players up ready to go. Seemed like by the end of Bill's reign, they weren't really playing for him. And now I think Gerard Mayo is coming in here. And these guys are playing from offensive, defense, special teams.
Sometimes it's easier to get a team gritty when they know that everyone's shitting on them.
I mean, you would have thought Jabril Peppers won the fucking Super Bowl the way he was fired up at the end of that game. He was fucking ready to go.
Johnny Jones played great. Christian Gonzalez. I mean, you named Juwan Bentley at 12 tackles. These guys are ready to go, man. Whether you think they're going 4-13 or whether they think they're going to win every game, they're going to be coming and ready to play. And I respect the shit out of that.
Yeah, that's better than last year.
Reminds me of like
the vibe already feels better than last year. It really does for whatever reason.
Vibes are definitely higher.
Maybe it's because it was so low this year that anything's above expectations. But like, fuck Mac Jones.
Yes.
Mac Jones was a hopeless, lost soul.
Yeah, no, it reminds me.
He left us all feeling like, fuck this guy. I don't feel that way about Brissett.
The Boston connection I had was... The first year they got Isaiah Thomas, the Celtics did, and they like played over their abilities when they weren't supposed to win anything. That week one gave me a little taste of that. Mm. We'll see how far it goes, but it's going good so far. Yeah. Week one, 17 more weeks
ago. Just imagine if I don't know where I heard this, but they were like, just get the team ready for May. Like, get the off everything.
Yeah, yeah. Momentum, get it working, yeah.
Then you toss
that is what they're working on.
Yeah. Or maybe it was you guys who said this last week.
Yeah, you limit turnovers, you're going to be in games. And that's what happened last week.
Yeah.
I think that's bottom line.
I'm rooting for Jacoby.
Week two. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, I feel like at this point, I was shitting on him preseason. I still am kind of shitting on him, but I know he's a good guy. I know he's a good teammate.
Like, but if he's
won a game.
If we can accept that awesome. What's the line?
Awesomely mediocre.
Awesomely mediocre. If he can accept that role.
Print the shirts.
Like, that's a great shirt and catchphrase for him.
We might have to print those.
We might.
Awesomely mediocre. It's just Jacoby Brissett on it.
Bang.
If he doesn't take that as an insult, that's good. That's a humble. That's the kind of guy you want a quarterback right now.
He's like
if he hears that and he's like, "Fucking right, I am."
Nah.
That's what I want. I don't want him to be like, "Fuck these
guys."
The team.
That's it. Don't fuck up.
It's good to be awesomely mediocre sometimes.
Don't blow it.
You'd rather be that or fucking us calling for your literal life, like we were with Mac.
Mac
could have got hit by a bus and people would have been cheering.
Sat on the bench last week while Tyreek Hill went off.
Good.
Yeah, fuck him.
Jersey's still burnt in the Irish pub. I don't want.
Not by you.
Brian Turkeys. Get ready.
9:30 in October. Jacksonville, London, bang. That's when turkeys go. Turkeys come early this year.
We're playing them that day.
In Jacksonville in... Oh, yeah, I forgot. That is, this match Jones. Fuck.
I hope he played, but hopefully there's a little injury with fucking Trevor Lawrence. I shouldn't root on that, but I'm rooting on that.
That'd be fun. No, you should root for it. not like an ACL tear, but like you got
one week out.
Yeah, one week. Well, it basically is a home game. Like Jacksonville plays overseas.
That's an automatic win if Mac Jones plays that game.
We'll see. Week two NFL picks. I have one on the burner. I looked at right now. So Green Bay, they lost Jordan Love last week out 3 to 6 weeks. They're bringing in backup quarterback recently acquired from the Titans. Malik Willis, who is dog shit. Awful. Shouldn't even be in the NFL, I don't think. I think he was a second or third round pick. I don't even know why he's still lasting. I see Indianapolis, who played phenomenal against Houston. Houston's going to be one of the best teams in the NFL this year, especially the AFC. They have them only favored by 3 on the road in Green Bay. Again, it's a tough place to play. The Cheeseheads, you name it. But I got Indianapolis going into Green Bay, easily covering a 3-point spread.
No, I like that a lot. Definitely agree with that. I like the Commanders' favorites over the Giants because the Giants, Dan Jones has a contract because teams were so not afraid of him and just covered Saquon Barkley, and he doesn't have that anymore, and he's going to get killed all year. The Giants are going to be fucking awful. Giants are going to be so bad. And Jaden Daniels look good.
What's the point spread?
Like 1.5.
So favorite Commanders.
It's kind of a pick 'em, yeah.
At home in Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lands over Maryland.
Yeah, I dirty think the place. Commanders look good. I think I like that one. I had one more.
I got Sunday and a Monday night if you guys need a...
What's the spread on the Bucks-Lions?
Bucks-Lions? Oh, this is a rematch of the NFC Divisional, right?
Yeah, or the Detroit 7.5, Detroit.
Ooh.
I got the Bucks covered.
I kind of like the Bucks to cover there.
Definitely. Rams had troubles with them last week. Everyone's saying Detroit is... the best team in the NFC. And did anyone watch the game Monday night? San Francisco didn't have their star player and still, smoked the Jets, who were supposed to be one of the better teams this year.
Also, Lions, I love the Lions.
I do too.
But we're talking 100 years of suck here.
Yeah,
just believe in them.
Especially, I half want to pick them here, but the Bucks are hot.
You got
to
pick.
So I'll pick them to cover the spread, but I got the Lions beating them.
Maybe we'll see. I mean, the story of Baker Mayfield keeps unfolding because he was this player who no one wanted to be around in Cleveland.
We got our guy.
Damn right you do.
He's been great there. Very happy for him.
They said, we want Deshaun Watson instead. Look how he started. And then Baker bounced from team to team, still getting to Tampa. I mean, he's got some great weapons around him. That definitely helps, but he's been playing some good ball.
Yeah, yes, he has.
What the fuck? We were watching the game. I was watching it with Anton and
Shout out Anton.
The announcer, he threw a sidearm pass, and the announcer was like, "Mahomes, eat your heart out." Baker Mayfield looking like Mahomes or something.
Oh boy,
great line. Pumped me the fuck up. Eat your heart out, Mahomes.
I'm still.
That's my guy. That's a fucking MVP.
80-1
80-1 What for him to win the MVP? Put some money on.
Put
that.
It on the graphic. Put Magic's face.
What's
on
10
it.
Bucks? Get me 800
Probably. I think that sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it.
I should probably do that.
Sunday night football game. Chicago, who grinded out a win over Tennessee last week on the road against Houston. Houston's favored by 6 points. I'll start first. I like Houston covering the six here. I just think they're way ahead of what Chicago's trying to do here. Chicago is also without practice this week. Adunze and what's the other guy? Keenan Allen didn't practice this week already. So I feel like Houston at home, coming off a convincing win, will take care of this game by at least 7.
You could be Houston fucking minus 12. Houston all day.
Yeah.
I'll ride with Houston.
Houston.
That one's not close.
CJ Stroud, right?
CJ Stroud. Stephon Diggs, who everyone's been talking shit about, had 2 touchdowns last week. Nico Collins. I mean, you name it, they got Dalton Schultz, a tight end.
Yeah, I was getting slandered for having fucking Stephon Diggs in fantasy, which worked well to my benefit, beating this person to the right beside of me.
Oh, yeah, no, it was good. It was a good week. I had one of the top points this week, still lost. I'll gladly take the loss. My team played
gladly?
Well. Yeah, my team played well. That's all you can really hope for.
Well, in defeat, yeah. Sucks. Yeah,
I hope for a win, personally.
It's fucking points in fantasy. It's week one, pal. It's week one.
Okay.
What's your record?
I have 3 guys on IR right now on my bench. I picked them up on purpose because you don't win the fantasy football league in week one. You win it when it counts, okay, baby.
Well, 1-0. 0-1.
Nice wins, too. We had to hand them an L.
Puka went down, and I was like, if this motherfucker beats me, because he had he had like, I don't know, someone on the fucking Rams.
Mm. I had
Stafford, I think.
Stafford. I had 2 different teams.
I was like, God damn it. Didn't happen, though. I won.
Monday Night Football, the Battle of the Birds, got Atlanta Falcons coming off a tough L against Philly. Philly's favored by 6.5 points. Philly even looked a little up and down last week. A lot of turnovers from Jalen Hurts. Saquon Barkley had 3 touchdowns, though. I can't believe the Giants let that guy go. That's fucking crazy.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely nuts.
What'd they get for
a team that...
It was a free agent.
A team that signed Dan Jones to like one of the richest contracts and fucking gave rid of fucking... That is the most pathetic franchise.
They had the Hard Knocks too, where it was the Giants GM. The Giants GM like, well, we went to our number, Saquon. If anyone goes up, let us know. And they didn't let him know. He just signed with the Eagles.
Yeah, see ya. Yeah.
Smart move. Yeah, it's great. And he's from...
How about I don't let you know?
Yeah, he went to Penn State. He's from Pennsylvania.
I got Philly in this game. Easy.
I think Atlanta's going to cover. I think it's going to be a close game.
A new team, new franchise. Kirk Cousins, not at 1 p.m. Philly by 100.
You know what? I picked Atlanta, but those are fair points. Yeah those are fair points.
Like, I think Philly wins that game handedly.
But like Kirk Cousins won one primetime game, and then since then his record's been good, so I'm going to ride on that.
Does that switch it back?
Yeah, I don't know. It was pretty bad last week, but he does have good weapons. If they honestly just feed Bijan Robinson against his run defense, they're going to have a chance to. So we'll see how it goes. But Atlanta's a couple weeks away. If they keep playing this bad, is going to be on my no bet list.
Well, they're definitely, when you make as many moves as they did, you do have to figure it out. Like, in defense of them. And that's why I think Philly is locked in, like, Super Bowl contender. They know what they're doing. They have the game plan. They have the consistency, all that. Atlanta's trying to figure out, we have all these new guys. How does this fucking work?
Yeah, it's going to take some time.
Philly is not where you figure it out, in my opinion.
It could be. Like, all right, this is a big stage. We got to make something happen.
But the Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins is not the team I think does
that. I agree. I mean, I'm not dying on my sword for the Atlanta Falcons on a Monday Night Football game, but I'm sure I'll throw some action in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Like, remember those points when you do it.
Always go respectfully.
Don't give that money back. You just won.
Oh no, I'm buying that. I'm a buy half point sucker. Okay.
If it's 6.5, I'm losing by 20. Pushing 7.
At least I'll feel good in the moment.
Feel good to buy that half point.
I got all my bets placed in. How about you guys? Gonna move on to college football?
Yeah, I feel good.
Yep. So consensus: Patriots are losing week 2 to Seattle.
Yes.
At home.
Correct. Yep.
In front of the fans.
Yes.
Yep.
Robert Kraft.
Bring us back down to reality a little.
Robert Kraft, bitching about not getting the Hall of Fame. Says Jerry Jones doesn't deserve it. Jerry Jones in. Thoughts?
Fuck Jerry Jones.
Right? What's the Hall? What is the Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame of football.
Of owners, like
they, no, of the football, like owners get in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he up?
It's all
is
one Hall of Fame. He should be in by now, I think. My point would be like, all right, you brought in, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time. Great. Like,
oh, he should be in.
He should definitely in. Yeah. There's no question.
What did Jared Jones just get in or something?
He's been in, and it, like, he's just like, he's a marketer. He doesn't actually like.
He doesn't like to talk. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. I mean, at least not since the 90s, but that's a long time ago already.
Get Robin Tug Man in there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That's probably why they keep him out. That and
Spygate.
Like all the gates.
All the other things, yeah.
Tough go. I'm trying to think. Did you have some on the NFL? No, I'm trying to think if you had something else to bring up.
Oh, Kendrick.
Yep. Super Bowl
performer.
That'd be nuts.
Big moment for him.
Thoughts that everyone was pissed because Lil Wayne wasn't.
Fuck him.
Okay.
I get it. Yep. Maybe Lil Wayne will get lucky to come, but he's also Drake's guy, so like,
ooh.
I wouldn't count on it. This is Kendrick's show. Well, also,
was Kendrick
apparently Jay-Z runs who gets picked for these halftime shows now? Does. So the bigger conspiracy out there right now is that Jay-Z doesn't like Lil Wayne and Drake.
Lil Wayne and Drake. Was Kendrick on with 15 of them? Okay, yeah. So he's been.
He did it like one, maybe two songs.
That was a lot. Like, that was the best one I've ever seen.
He's apparently the first solo rap artist to ever do a Super Bowl, which I didn't know. And he just dropped a song tonight.
So shout out Kendrick.
Kendrick's on the up and up. He's back.
What's the song called? Do you remember?
I don't even know if it came with the title. Honestly, it just came out of nowhere. It's like a picture of his black Air Force Ones.
It's way cooler.
Yeah, he's just doing it right. Did you like the commercial? Did you see the ad?
I didn't see the ad at all.
Okay. Couple little sneak disses at Drake inside of the ad, possible. He said, he said something like,
"Will the beef ever die?"
Probably not. I don't think.
It doesn't look like it.
I don't think this dies until one of them dies.
Oh wow! And then it's like, would they intend
or like each Drake goes to jail? My ideal Drake's ending going to this jail? Is Drake goes to jail for being a pedophile.
Pedophile, like our R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Fuck. Tough go.
I think that's how it ends.
Damn.
Or he just keeps fucking putting his head on the chopping block and Kendrick just keeps chopping it off. He's going to be singing at the Super Bowl, calling him a pedophile. That's a beautiful thing, guys.
That's a beautiful thing. Before we move on, what's up with your shirt? I got to ask.
Shirt. Shout out to Pizza Fest this Saturday in New York. Second annual Pizza Fest Portnoy puts on. Shirt says,
give it to me.
This is the real Guinea shit. Give it to me.
Wow.
And this is the owner of Santillo's Brick Oven Pizza. It's somewhere in New York. Great pizza review. It's an all-time pizza review. He says this. I'll send it in our group.
I might have, like, I'm starting to think I can recall it now.
It's a good one.
The picture, at least on there, reminds me of the owner from The Bear.
It does look a lot like him.
A lot of older guys look like that.
But his pizza shop burned down. So all proceeds from these shirts go to him, and all proceeds from Pizza Fest go to him.
Santillo's Brick Oven Pizza.
They're gonna build a hell of a pizza. I'm trying to get to Pizza Fest Saturday and eat some fucking
man. Have you not there? Chowder Long Fest, Island? Quincy,
Randall's Island, next to Manhattan.
Probably Long Island area.
Yeah,
Staten. We'll see. College football, there was one big game, at least I watched from beginning to end. And it was the first game I've ever seen the Texas Longhorns finally win a big game since Vince Young back in 2004 or whenever that was. Michigan obviously graduated a lot of their guys, but Texas went right into the big house, took care of business. Quinn Ewers had a day.
No, they beat the piss out of them. That was a beatdown.
It wasn't close.
That was an absolute beatdown. That was not close. Texas is an absolute national championship contender. Michigan is a fringe playoff team that will probably lose the first game of the playoffs. And that's credit to Texas. I mean, Michigan still definitely, they had so much turnover, new coach left. It's obviously still a very good team, and they absolutely beat the piss out of them.
Now, are they a good team, though?
Who? Texas?
Michigan at this point?
Michigan, there seems like they're a good team, but they're not.
Will they win the Big
Ten? Michigan will lose to Ohio State, and that's probably their only other loss.
Really?
We'll see. There's a lot of games. They play they play someone else good. I think they'll
lose to Ohio State in the regular season or again in like the Big Ten championship.
I don't know.
No, they play we'll Ohio they State. They play Ohio State in the last game of the year.
Before. But then do you have to play in like the conference?
Yeah, they're in the same they're in the same division though, so it doesn't
Oregon's
work that
in there now. Okay. Oregon will probably make it over them. They actually have to play Oregon. They probably won't win that game either. So they'll lose two more games.
Dylan Gabriel, good great player.
And then it'll be Oregon, Ohio State for the championship.
Oregon's in the Big Ten?
Yes. Yeah, they just moved around. Too.
Wow, interesting.
USC in the Big Ten?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, so Michigan plays USC as well.
No.
I thought they did. No.
Not on their schedule.
Okay.
Oh, they actually do.
Yeah, right in front of your face.
Oh boy.
So I scrolled down, so I didn't even see.
Yeah, definitely
it.
Another loss.
No, USC's frauds too.
But yeah, that's true. They did lose to who did they lose to? Notre Dame.
No, Notre Dame, giant frauds.
Yeah.
Horrific frauds. Northern Illinois. At home. Horrific loss.
27.5-point favorites.
Horrific loss. On a blocked field goal. Granted, the field goal was like 62 yards. Probably wasn't going in anyway. But shout out to a lesser known kicker. I think his name's Kyle Conradery. Iowa State. They played Iowa. Big rivalry game. That's literally
don't
like
get
the
me
biggest,
started. I watched that from beginning
that's
to
That's the biggest day in Iowa. He went out for his first field goal. The little graphic on the TV was like, this is his first field goal in fucking his career at Iowa State in Iowa. Biggest game of the year. And I looked at the people I was watching with. I was like, there is not a fucking chance this kid hits it. He missed it.
Badly?
Not too badly, but missed it. He missed it. He comes back two field goals later, 54-yarder for the win.
Ooh,
bang.
Stud. Credit to that kid. Unbelievable. What a turn of events in one day for that kid. Absolutely.
I was up like 17-0 at halftime or something like that, and then just completely blew up. I think they lost 21-20.
That's one of the games of the year that ends in a one-score game. Records don't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the records, like, Iowa could be ranked fucking 10th in the country. Iowa State could be 3-10.
Cyclones in the top 25
that,
right now.
Yeah, like, Cyclones that, game are in top 25. Ends, that game ends with a one score every year almost.
Let me give you some local flavor. So, you know, big win over Florida State a couple weeks back. A 60-0 win over Duquesne last week in the home opener. Now they're on the road against a big non-conference opponent, SEC. Missouri, 2-0, number 6 seed Missouri. Boston College now ranked 24th. I get it's week two. I get you got the Bill O'Brien effect. Week three now. I know going to week three. There you go. Getting older. Tom Castellanos. I'm calling this right now a plus 550, 16-point spread. I got BC winning on the road. 12:45 start.
No.
No?
No.
Not happening?
Put him down.
I'm calling it.
BC.
I'm calling it hard. I'm calling it.
BC is good, like not just like a one show like 16-0
is a beatdown.
They're good, but
it was the first
that
double
was Duquesne. That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I was trying to hype them up.
They did beat Florida State
60-0.
I cannot put into words. Florida State, it is so beautiful. They are the worst team in
all
Florida.
Did they lose again this week?
They had a bye week, so they luckily didn't.
They said, I did see from a reporter, they had their best practice in months the other day. Imagine bragging about having the best practice in months.
You like, know how hard it is to be
damage
like,
control. They're doing damage control.
Preseason ranked, whatever they were, they're already out of the top 25. Do you know how bad that is?
I'm going to ride with Naz on this. I think BC is a
plus 550. I think they're going to win.
Plus 550?
Yeah, to win. So 100 to win 550.
Really?
Yeah, Missouri. Ooh. Frauds. Fraud. They have a great quarterback.
Yeah, why do you
think... And a great wide receiver.
Why do you think, Steele, that Missouri's such an in on this? You seem pretty confident in them.
Because, so, Michigan was ranked as high because of last year. They're the national champions.
Yeah.
And they're ranked that high on what they achieved. They lost a bunch of players. They lost their coach. So, they're not actually that good. Missouri brought, like, pretty much everything back from a team that ended there last year. So, like, they're pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
And I get we're riding the high right now. Like, this is still BC.
No, Thomas.
That's pretty damn good.
Six
reason.
Touchdowns on the year. Looking great. But
can
also,
I see a picture of this kid?
Yes, looking great.
Very that's BC. Him?
Oh, very
respectfully.
BC.
I mean that like respectfully.
The thing I do have to say, I'll give Missouri a little credit. Through two games, they haven't allowed a single point.
No, they're a very good team. Yeah,
so they beat Murray State, which is, you know, Appalachian State, 51-0. Buffalo, 38-0.
Yeah, they're playing nobody.
So can BC get some points on the board in Columbia, Missouri? I think so. 12:45 start.
What do you got for a score on this?
I got 20.
You seem very excited.
I got
for this
27-24 game winning field goal. It's going
to
be great.
But to the only college football story that truly actually matters, Cam Ward is winning the Heisman and the U is back.
Who's he? Oh, okay.
Did they play this week?
Can I see a picture of him?
They played Ball State, and they're going to win by 70. But I'm not fucking.
Did they play last week, I'm saying?
They played someone lower than Ball State, and they won by 70.
Nice.
Good start.
But they also beat Florida in the Swamp, so it's all about the U.
The U part two was on ESPN last night. I was turning
it looks lights out. The team looks great. Dude, they were playing Florida like A&M. It was like their second touchdown. They went for two. Oh, and wow. I was like, let's go. Fuck them.
Just smoking them. Right now, I have five questions presented by the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. Just simple questions here. I'll lead off here. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Deaf. That's tough.
I think you want to see things over hearing things. I think I'd rather want to see
it. I just instantly thought I'd rather see tits than not see them. That's where my head went. But then I was like, but I'd be really pissed if I couldn't hear these new Kendrick songs.
I was about to say, I was literally about to be like Kendrick songs.
Those are literally
they suck both. They suck both, but instant reaction.
Both are awful, I think.
I choose deaf all day.
Yeah.
I think seeing they're unable to hear it, I think I'd be like more at peace.
Yeah.
Like with headphones in, like if I couldn't see shit, but was still like vibing and chilling. I don't know.
If you could at least see it, you'd be able to live it. If you don't see it, you're not really living it.
Sometimes you don't want to see the evil of this world.
But sometimes you want to see some great tits.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't know what a great pair of you got to feel a great pair of tits. You don't have to see them.
Yes.
You don't have to see
other senses.
Every tit's a
great
tit.
What about other than tits, though? Like going to a nice, you know, game or going for a nice walk on the beach.
No, yeah, no. You can't walk on the beach because you don't even
literally good tits. Feels. I only want my eyes for tits and ass and that kind of thing.
That's a fair assumption.
I can live without a sunset, though.
Yeah, that's fair. Question number
instantly, I think.
Question number two. Would you take $5 million if it meant your parents went to jail for 1 year?
Yes.
I think it's a no-brainer.
Yes.
No.
You split it with them. You pay the guards to make sure, you know, that year's fine. You go on with your life.
Too much faith in the American penal system.
$5 million?
Don't believe in them.
$5 million.
I'd even give them four and only take one.
So that's selfless.
That's
selfless.
That's really
good. Honorable man, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Who would have figured?
That helps me. That would help me sleep easier at night for that year.
I think they would like be more understanding if you gave them the four.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Good question.
Yeah. Favorite cold.
Where do you come up with these?
I just came up with some hypotheticals. Favorite cold cut sandwich?
Turkey Club. Does that count?
That's a good call.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I might go that too.
I'll go different. I like Italian.
Yeah.
It's a provolone. Throw some oil in there. I'm actually, people aren't going to like it. I'm a mayo guy on Italian. No. You got a big pickle with that?
Not big. I'm not the biggest Italian. Italian's like not what I particularly order when I order a sub.
I hate cold cuts, period.
Yeah, I
probably had my first Italian like a year ago.
Wow. Like if I don't get a Turkey Club, I probably don't touch too many cold cuts throughout like the year.
Turkey Club opened my eyes. Wando's got a great Turkey Club right down here.
Oh, yeah, Pizza Maria. Sensational.
Nicely sliced. Lot of food.
No, there's a lot of great ones. There's a lot of Fowler has a great one.
I've been more of a
Hancock has a great one.
Irish Pub got a good one.
I'm sure.
If they don't, they should.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I'm more of a chicken cold cut guy nowadays, which is a bad take, but
what do you mean by that?
Like a buffalo chicken cold cut. Like literally just Yeah. It's good. It's healthier.
I can't imagine eating buffalo chicken cold. Is it? It's cold, right?
Yeah. It's you would like it.
I think buffalo like chicken it. Sub. Grow up, dude.
Well, I mean, that's like hot.
Yeah, that's what I'm
it's
saying.
It's good stuff. Mix it in.
Still seems like he's on my way. Yeah, we're hot sandwich guys.
I am 100% a hot sub.
Are you guys Costco guys?
I am not. No.
All right,
that's fair. I don't think I've ever been.
No.
But if I did go, I would 100% get that hot dog, whatever that deal is they got going on over there.
Double chong chocolate cookie.
Is that what's going on
over there? No, no. Question number four. Would you rather die in a plane crash or drown in open water?
Plane crash.
Yeah. Plane crash, you'd just be dead. Yeah, open water, you just get eat something.
Plane crash just seems like electric. That's like they go down. Like imagine that chaos.
No, I don't want to imagine it.
No. So, are you flying somewhere soon?
Are you flying somewhere soon?
You are, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The date.
Oh, yeah. You're tough go. next question. Would you rather go to the Super Bowl or the Kentucky Derby? Well, you didn't mean it like that. We were talking about...
I was thinking about Lost.
Yeah, you know what? Steel made it like that. I'm Steel's fault.
Come
that was
on, guys.
Fucking fault.
Oh, come on.
Don't cut that. We got to live with that.
All right, so question number five. Would you rather go to the Super Bowl or the Kentucky Derby?
Probably this Super Bowl Derby. In particular, I would like to go to.
I think Derby. I would definitely rather go to the Derby because I think you just have more fun. You don't really have to look at the game. Well, the Super Bowl, you're always watching the game. There's going to be a million. I mean, it's probably going to be a million people at both places, but Super Bowl just seems like more of a hub. You're spending way more money.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, absolute fact. You're spending $4,000 a ticket.
Fact.
Yeah, probably.
Cheapest ticket.
Yeah, and then probably $10,000 altogether with like flights, hotels.
Do you know anyone who's gone to one?
Yeah. My dad's been to a couple. I don't know if it's been on. I think it's been on the works time, but like either way, he said it's pretty memorable. But I would say
I might have to go this one. I might have to hit New Orleans this winter.
Ooh.
If I'm down in Florida, I might spring for a little Kendrick Lamar concert.
Little spring chicken.
Yeah. Little side of football. I'll probably regret the fuck out of it though if it's really $4,000. That price tag, I don't like one bit. $1,000, I do.
Just go to New Orleans, watch it at the bar. Like, that's probably easier.
Couple Cajun fucking, you know, crab legs, fuck around.
Have you guys been there?
No, I wish.
I heard it's good stuff. I heard it's, it can get a little risky around those neighborhoods, but it's good stuff. Like anywhere, I guess. Well, I've heard of people getting robbed and mugged. I'm dead serious.
I'm sure,
yeah. Tough go. Last thing we have on the agenda, UFC 306. Can Sean O'Malley get it done against Merab?
Give me some more info on this Merab guy. Have they fought before?
No. So Merab, his last three fights, he's beaten Jose Aldo. He's beaten Henry Cejudo. I watched that one. Pretty convincing.
Cejudo?
I say Cejudo. Pretty convincingly. He was in UFC 298.
Yeah, Merab.
You got Merab?
Merab.
I think second round knockout, Sean O'Malley. I don't think Merab is that good, fighting basically in a boxing fight. If gets him on the ground, could be a little different. But I think Sean O'Malley, his defense is good enough to get the job done. I think he's going to knock his ass out.
I'm gonna do some research, and I'm going to find the takes before Merab fights Jose Aldo, before he fights Peter Yan, and before he fights Henry Cejudo. And I bet you take the other guy in all of those against Merab.
Most likely. He's also from Georgia. Not the right one.
Country, Georgia.
Yeah, big time.
Splinter Cell. I forgot what game. There was a Splinter lot of fucking Cell. Things. Yeah. Good great games. Video games back good in the day. Games. Great video games back.
Tom Clancy.
Yeah, Tom Clancy. There were a few of those.
How do you pronounce that last name? Merab Divalishvili.
Divalishvili.
Nice. I think I did it right. I think you were wrong.
No, he sounded pretty convincing.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll go.
I sounded convincing. I'm not like he could be right.
It sounds like you got him winning still.
I do.
I think people say Cejudo too. I think it's Cejudo and Cejudo.
I want Sean O'Malley, but Steele's rushing.
No, I'm gonna root for Sean O'Malley, but like I think Mirab might win.
I don't know if it's a bad take.
How many fights has O'Malley fought since he's had this belt? Only one?
I'm pretty sure just one. I gotta go to him. He beat Almond Sterling to win it, right? And then he beat Marlon Vera, which was like a rematch, right? And he won decision. It was a pretty good fight.
Merab.
No, I'm talking about Vera.
I'm talking about Saturday.
Oh, you mean Merab? All right. I don't really like Sean O'Malley, to be honest with you, too. I think he's kind of a
I like him.
I love Sean O'Malley.
Yeah, I think he's all right.
It's me Rob's time.
Yeah. Fuck. And being from Montana fucking bugs the shit out of me.
Where's the fight? Too. Vegas?
Yeah. Noche. Noche UFC at the Sphere.
This is at the Sphere?
Yes.
Oh, this fight's
this
at
Saturday?
The Sphere?
Yes.
Oh, no wow. way.
Oh, wow.
Why have I not even heard anything about this?
I thought it'd be a better card. Yeah,
why are they doing it right now?
Because they have Shevchenko and Brian Ortega, but...
I heard Dana White say on the Full Send podcast, this is the only time they're ever going to do it at the Sphere. Even if it's the best like event ever and like does crazy, he was like, I never want to do it again.
Will take place at the Sphere in Paradise, Nevada.
It's like the Hangover. They probably just should have stopped after the first one, but they kept going.
Is Proto's house in play?
we're live, pal.
They don't know who that is.
Yeah, who knows?
Probably.
Episode 169 in the books. Anyone else got anything to say?
Should
we invest on crypto?
Always.
Buy the dip.
It's gonna. Should we talk about the debate last night? Actually,
absolutely not.
No, like not even
sports part.
2 seconds.
Give me your take of it because I didn't.
I'm worried.
You're worried.
Yeah.
On whose side? Just both?
Well, I want Trump to win strictly for crypto.
Okay.
Like, no other reasons. He could absolutely ruin our country and everything else, but he talks very good about crypto, and I'm an idiot buying what he's saying. But I would... Kamala, I don't think I could spend 2 minutes in a room with her. She was annoying me. Not saying Trump looked terrible. Kamala... is a formidable opponent.
Could be worse. We could be talking about Steele comparing our plane dive to 9/11. So
yeah, that was bad. That was real bad. That's gonna be tough to sleep with tonight.
Yeah, I know.
That's on us.
That's on us. It's on Steele, I think, honestly.
No, you're an idiot. You wrote that question down. That's not on
that's
me.
That's totally on us.
Yeah, dude. You can't put that on me.
You're the one who said it.
You're the one who, dude.
I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Slide Edge Fitness Performance, located at 101 French Avenue.
We're losing them after this episode.
Yeah. Craig Kelly.
Dude, fucking ridiculous.
Stick with us.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Fucking idiot wrote down the fucking worst question of all time.
Patrick J. Foley. I'm trying to get the sponsors in, man.
We already got them in.
Yeah, that's it. Episode 169 in the books. We'll see you next week. Have a good night, folks.
Happy 5 years, fellas.
5 years.
5 years.
Five more.
The new year is almost here, and if you're looking to shed off some holiday pounds before beach season, well, look no further and head on down to Slide Edge Fitness Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts. Owned and operated by our guy, Quincy legend, Craig Kelly. You will be assured that you are getting the best training around. They believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training and have been leading the charge at their state-of-the-art fitness facility since 2020. Their staff is actively enriching the lives of members and creating a community of like-minded people who love being healthy and strong. They are helping you to get in shape and teaching you how to maintain your health and fitness. Group fitness classes as well as one-on-one personal training sessions are available. Make sure to visit slideedgefit.com and also follow them on Instagram at slideedgefitness and set up a consultation today. If you're looking to get back in shape or trying to get a slight edge on the competition, this gym is for you. Check out Slide Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts, and tell them the boys from Steel and Nas sent you.